Hey, what's up, Colts fans? I'm Josh Hudgens with the Common Colt Podcast, a Colts podcast with real takes and no clickbait. And the Colts just beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in a pretty darn good game where the Colts pretty much had control of the game the whole time. And we give one-word reactions on our show, so I want you to comment your one-word reaction below. But mine is energized. I felt like the Colts came out with a lot of energy in that game, especially to start when they jumped out, like just shot out of a cannon, and they got that lead that they did without Shaq Leonard on defense. I know there was some fear of how would the defense respond, losing a kind of at least a veteran leader on the team, and they came out firing, which was awesome to see. It was also awesome to see Shaq Leonard in the crowd there. I really didn't anticipate that happening either, but it's cool to see him not only hand out the turkeys after getting cut, but then actually showing up to the stadium. Just cool to see. But honestly, watching that game, and if I'm the coach and if I have a game ball, I got two game balls, really. I've got one for Michael Pittman for all them catches that he had, all those targets. He had a really good game. And then Jonathan Taylor got two touchdowns today. And it just seems like every single week that Jonathan Taylor has played since he's come back, he's getting a little bit better and he's looking more like the Jonathan Taylor that we all know and love, which is just great to see, especially if this team is going to make that playoff push, which is very possible because look, the Bills are down. There's other injuries in the AFC, obviously Joe Burrow being one of them. And the Colts just kind of find themselves right in the thick of things. They're staying alive in that playoff race here in the AFC. But, you know, when I look at this game itself, you know, I can be nitpicky and I can say, hey, you know, maybe situationally that what was a 4th and 6 in the third or fourth quarter that we went for wasn't a great play. But overall, the play calling that Shane Steichen had was just flawless. I mean, we have Gardner Minshew at quarterback. We got kind of a nicked up offensive line. Ryan Kelly was out. The play fake to Taylor and the pass to Mo Alie-Cox there on 4th and inch. Just a perfect play call. They were going up tempo early in the game and they were moving the ball well. So when I think about all that stuff, and if I were to grade Shane Steichen just coaching wise, I think he did great today against that Bucs team. Gardner Minshew continues to look like the best and worst quarterback in the NFL all at the same time. I don't know how it's possible. I don't think it's going to change much. And I know that there's a lot of Colts fans who still will call for his head, win or lose. But the truth is he's the best we're going to have for this season. And we just have to accept that this guy's limited and he's going to make some crazy plays, good or bad. But he's the best we got for now. And our future is he's learning. I know he's hurt. He's not playing, but he's learning. So it's not like we're gonna have to watch Gardner Minshew for the next 5 years. I'm just so jacked up about this win. And it feels like, I know we kind of had two kind of gritty wins there against the Panthers and the Patriots, but this one just felt like the team was dialed in and our offense was looking good. And this team, if they play like they did today, where the defensive line is getting pressure and the offense is moving the ball and Jonathan Taylor and Zach Moss are making runs and Gardner Minshew at times was making the right reads. I mean, they can win some games and they can make the playoffs. I truly believe that. This team, I really do think they can make the playoffs. So that's exciting. I don't want to ramble on too much, guys. This is just kind of a quick, brief kind of gut reaction to the game. If you would like, go ahead and subscribe to our channel. We're pushing 2,000 subscribers. So it would mean a bunch if you subscribed. Thanks again for watching the Common Colt Podcast, guys. And I hope you have a great day.